talking. We're going talking today where things are popping. The Marion way, we're going to drop in on discussions of the day on the Exchange Club. Exchange Club, we're going debating. We're going to debate very loud and we'll be laughing and floating high on a cloud. Phones are ringing from listeners all around on the Exchange Club. Exchange Club, and we'll guess and goof and talk on Exchange. Read, debate, and think it's Exchange. Tune in, we're on. Turn on, I'm in. It's on today, the Exchange Club.
And away we go. It's a getaway Friday, Friday, July the 9th, 2021. Joined in studio by legendary pro wrestler Thunderbolt Patterson. Thunderbolt, here we are. It's been a quick morning this morning.
Heaven high, sir. Yes, it has been.
Blown great right
day,
by.
Red day. Time is moving on.
So earlier on, Thunderbolt, well, you heard the pastor spot there. A very interesting show.
Well, you know, I heard part of it. I was sleeping.
Oh, it took a little nap there.
Yeah, I had to. I'm just wore out and so.
Well, that's okay. There's no problem with that. But it's an interesting show because we were talking about there are a lot of things in this world that people profess to be that they're not.
Everybody see the same thing. You know, it's amazing. It's amazing how divided, how everybody got opinion and people don't like each other's opinion. Who's wrong?
Well, that's the long-term question. You know, who in the end, and I don't know that anybody's right.
Or wrong.
Or wrong.
Okay, well, but some things are wrong.
Well, that's true.
And mostly things that are wrong, everybody know right from wrong. We choose to do what we want to do, or we stand for what we stand for.
Well, and you have to stand for something.
If you don't stand for something, you go for anything.
Right, right. And I think, and this is the thing, I just think we have to learn how not to tear each other down. We do a lot of that.
Well, that's one of the main things. You know, there's families, there's husband and wife. Everything starts at home, man. Everything starts from the birth, from the womb to life. Then you being what you see, hear, and taught is what you know, what you're comfortable with, whether it's right or wrong, that's the route you go. You know, and the only thing I heard, you know, there was a time when you do something wrong, I mean, people catch you, whoop you in the streets. Call your parents. They go home. They whoop you when you get there. You know, now, you touch somebody's kid, you're in trouble. People don't even care what their kids do. They're backing them for what they stand for. Come on, man. Crime together. Look at the crime. Look how many fathers and sons and mothers and daughters are in jail together.
Well, and I think it's being driven a great deal because people are very steadfast in what they believe. If you don't believe what I believe, you're wrong. And if you don't believe what I believe, then I don't like you. Well, kids pick up on that.
Sure.
And if a kid picks up on that,
whose fault is that?
Well, it starts at home.
Okay.
But the problem is, if that's also the person that's handing out the discipline to you for you doing what they've shown you to do, that becomes a little hypocritical.
Sure. So, but look, it's also, it's good and bad comes out of the same environment. We have choices. We make decisions. So it, instead of a choice or a decision, we should be making quality decision because we choose to do what we do. Whatever you do, however you feel, You choose to do that. Whether it's right or wrong to you, it might seem or might be right or wrong to somebody else. But wrong is wrong, and getting mad at something that is wrong and you know it is right and it was or that or is, that's hypocritical.
Now, do you think that people have the intention to do wrong?
Well, that's a real good question. I mean, to look at it. I mean, let's not go back. Let's not go back. Just right now. When I say not go back, all we can deal with is today and what has happened in the recently. You remember that?
I remember that term.
So therefore, look at what we all have been looking at. All of those people come from some home. All of those people had a mother, a father, or whatever it was. And they had choices. And we have choices to do as we, that what they choose to do is their actions. And I mean, if people don't agree on democracy, human rights, equal opportunity, you have your own choice, there's no limit. It's supposed to be a free country. Sky is supposed to be the limit. People come from all over the world to create their dream. Why would anybody try to stop that if they're just trying to be a decent human being? Why would they try to stop it?
Well, it's always interesting to me, and I've said this before on the air. You have had all over this world wars. We've been involved in wars. Other countries involved with wars with other countries. But the point is, no person who we have ever thought was evil got up in the morning and looked in the mirror while they were shaving and said, I'm evil. You don't do that, because if you believed you were evil, you wouldn't be doing what you're doing.
So therefore, you're seeing everything that each and every one of us do. We believe in what we're doing. That's deep, man. That's a heavy part. That's frightening. That's frightening of how the standard it is. And there's no question about it. There's no question about it. And that's one of the things that I've learned over the years in life. You don't have to tell me what you think about me, because I know how you treat me. And what you say towards me, pertaining to me, I know how you feel about me. I ain't a fool. So, you know, when you get to the point that you just don't care about another human being, boy, I mean, you really, you know, no one feels that they stoop that low. But in reality, you see it every day. And they treat you like a dog, and you still think they're right?
I don't know.
It is what it is. And you can't change that. But then again, all of that does not have to be no violence.
Well, I think, like I was talking about with the pastor, and I really do believe this. I believe that every good thing that was ever created, that entertained somebody else, that brought some kind of joy to their life, whether it's good food, whether it's a good painting, whether it's good entertainment, whatever it is, has to be created out of happiness. Because if let's say I'm a movie maker and I have a budget of $1,000, and you're a movie maker and you have a budget of $1,000,000, if you don't have any fun making that movie, if the people are miserable who are working for you because they don't like the conditions, it will play out. But the people who have the $1,000 budget, they're going to work hard. They're going to put their best foot forward because they know what they're on. It's almost like if you're getting paid $100 a week for your job, and then a person over here is getting paid $5,000 a week for their job, the $100 person a week is not just going to crawl up in a ball. They know what they have to spend on groceries. They know what they have to spend on their bills. And they will adjust. Now, not that they can't aspire to better, but you adjust. But it doing it with unpleasantness is not going to help the situation.
It's a lot of people that hurting, don't have food, didn't have chance to get food. A lot of people don't have a job, can't get a job, and the job that they got don't make enough to feed them. It's a lot of people that don't have no voice, no voice. And what do these people do? What does they do? What do you do? Just write them off? Or do you help them? Or,
I think,
or do you, well, do you care? Do you care? You know. What you know?
Oh, I think you always care.
Well, no. A lot of the talking stuff I've been hearing lately, there's no care.
Well, I'll give you an example.
Let me explain something to you. There's examples. To everything. There's a solution, or there's something you can discuss about everything. But whether it's right or wrong, it's in each other's mind. Whether the individual is poor or rich makes a heck of a difference of how that individual feel. And it's and I can understand to a certain extent why people feel the way they do, because they're living in a false world. That's how they want that world to be. You ain't nothing. You will never be nothing. Your family ain't nothing. Your people ain't nothing. That's deep, man.
Well,
there's no chance. There's no chance. I mean, you don't have to do nothing. I know you can be brilliant. And the individual say, no, you're not qualified. No, you can't have it. Just because of, we cannot just sweep things under the rug. We cannot just say the thing and forget. How can you forget it? Or how do you want somebody to forget being mistreated, brutalized, humane? And how do you just look over that?
Well, I don't think you can.
Well, but is that, I didn't have no part of it. I don't know nothing about it. That's it. And no, you don't get mad at me because I'm saying what I say.
No, I think what the thing is, I think here's where the crux happens. It's not, nobody should ever forget it. Nobody should ever be told to forget it.
You can't.
You can't. But the problem is, because of it, you can't turn everybody else off because of that.
Well, it's not. You're not trying to turn nobody off. You're trying to have some, put some. Would you say sense or passion or love or something into people's mind that just. Tell me.
This goes back to the story, and I told this story 2 weeks ago on this show, and it's true that there is a gentleman who I know who is extremely talented in the radio business, extremely talented, and I like working with this person, and this person a lot of time wants to work. There's no doubt about it. I don't think they do have a lot in the financial department, but I don't think they realize what a project it is to work with them, because sometimes they're late, sometimes they don't show up, sometimes they have trouble with transportation, sometimes they come in and they're ready to go as soon as they come in. So the talent is absolutely there, no doubt about it. You wouldn't call them if you didn't believe they had any talent.
Well, that's kind of me, I guess, you know. That boils down kind of mean, you know. I mean, when you can't do, you can't do.
Yeah, but
it's real. I mean, I'm a living witness. I'm a living witness. I mean, I have so much talent till it almost it scares me sometimes. And to see, and I've been in that position of not having an automobile, not having no money. And it's almost unreal in this day and age of having talent and being in something or doing what you do, and you can't get no work.
Well, with this person, they are talented, no doubt about it. And I always say, when you hear them on the air, because they've been on the air many times here, it's gold. And no doubt, and I have extreme respect for their talent. Mm-hmm. I wouldn't bring them on if I didn't. Mm-hmm. That'd be stupid of me. Mm-hmm. But I always tell people, you don't realize the production that goes in to getting to that 45 minutes.
Oh, yes. Oh, yeah. I can't understand how nobody wouldn't understand that. I mean, anything that you do, it takes time to do it. It takes time to prep a good meal. Takes time to do anything if you're going to do it right. And if you got a job and whatever, you should be on time. And all that's your problem. Those are some of the things that I've never had the problem of, like not being on time. I've always came just to make a point. Whether it goes or not, it doesn't make any difference.
Well, you remember the saying, a lot of people don't see the forest for the trees. Mm-hmm. And that, boy, that is true with a lot of people, because they are willing to burn down the forest for a temporary condition or burn down the trees when there is a forest just beyond them that is beneficial to everybody. And I think about this person, I think if they could just get it together where it's not such a big project, we would probably use them constantly.
What is he trying to do? Or what is he trying to eat? Trying to take his family?
Well, no,
how do you get that together when you ain't got no... If you got talent, if you have talent, and you're trying to... willing to work. You know, one of the things is, you don't want to work. Well, if you're willing to work, and you can't get there, or whatever is the problem, whatever the problem is. I mean, do you think that person would be loyal to you and do what he's supposed to do if he had money?
Well, I think
able to get there.
Well, I think what happens is, just in my thought of this, is I think what happens is if somebody's calling you and saying, please come, they want you there.
Okay.
So you got to believe that. Now, number two, I don't think there's a man, woman, or child alive who doesn't want to make, you know, if you're making $5 at the bank as a teller, you want to make 10. Everybody wants a little more. Mm-hmm. And if somebody's calling you saying, I want you to work, come to work for this amount of money. I understand there are problems. If you're in a bad way,
don't take it. Don't say that. Don't go.
Right. Or say, oh, you know what? This could lead. They're offering me something.
You'll die tomorrow.
Yeah.
Ain't nothing promised to you. Nothing.
Right.
No time, no life, no nothing promised to you.
Right. But I do think that if tomorrow does come, it might be nice that something was better than nothing.
That's, oh boy, I've heard that a lot of times. I've heard that. I've had people say, where can you go and make this type of money? Or, you're making money, aren't you? Okay. And so, that's when we make the choices.
Well, I think the difference is that if they're asking you to do something you don't want to do, then I understand turning it down. I don't have any problem with that. That's fine.
Well, the thing is, if you didn't want to do it, you would never been there to do it, to even start on it.
Well, I don't...
Where some people cannot do things because they can't get there, or whatever. This is almost a conversation that isn't really needed.
Well, I don't know. I think a lot of people are going through this conversation. Well,
but the thing is, though, is what it took all of that to make this. When the sickness or whatever, will we put it all on that, or are we going to put it on the persons?
I don't think it's the people.
Well, what is it?
I think it's everybody is your personality is formed. When you come out, when you're born, you're tabula rasa, you're a blank slate. Mm-hmm. And your tendencies in life are shaped by the life you lead.
Mm-hmm.
And when I think of this radio announcer, the life they have led, I get why they might have issues showing up late to work and missing things.
Oh, well, that's everybody got to answer for their own shortcoming.
Right.
You know, it is. I don't feel sorry for nobody that don't hold up to their end of what they do.
Right. And I think that's
supposed to do.
And I think that's what happens. I think, you know, there are certain people you call and you say, hey, I've got this, and the wage is this, and you call up 10 people and you all offer them, and let's say they 8 of them call you back and say, yes, that sounds good. And 2 of them don't call back at all. Well, the 2 of them who never called back at all, that's a done deal.
Right.
So then the 8, you have to look at that 8 and you say, okay, who is the best candidate?
It's all entirely up to you.
Right. And from that, though, if they come in and they knock you out with what they do, of course things will change as time goes on. I believe.
You remember the real McCoy?
Yes.
What did he used to say?
The man himself?
What was the saying on that show?
Help me along. It's been a while since I've seen the real McCoys.
I've had my say.
Yeah.
You can't change nothing. Nothing changes. God changes things. And we have to be patient. If it's not time, it's not time.
Patience is a virtue.
Oh, you better believe it. You better. I've learned that.
Yeah.
I've learned that. Regardless, whatever happens, God will take care of me. Because he has been the only one. I mean, this ain't the first rodeo. You understand what I'm saying? It's real, man. It's real. And I mean, I've been in this predicament quite a number of times. And I give my all to everything that I do. I just don't fit in.
You think?
I know. I know. There's no doubt in my mind.
Now,
I mean, because if you fit in, you're wanted, and there are you make arrangements and do.
But why do you think that people think you don't fit in?
You have to tell me that. Because you know as much about me as anybody else. I mean, you know what I have done. You know what I can do. You know what I ain't doing. And you know what I want.
Right.
You understand what I'm saying?
Well, it's just...
That makes sense?
Well, it's interesting to me because, you know, as we have brought up many times on this show, people have said you're difficult to work with. Now, if anybody can...
Am I difficult to work with?
No.
Okay.
And that's what I... So, I don't understand that. So, my experience has not been that. So, I would have to talk to one of them to understand why they think that that's true. Matter of fact, it's not a, when you don't like somebody, it's easy to tell that. But when you like somebody, it's also easy to tell that.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
And you know that's the deepest part, because when you like somebody, you try to compromise, go along with, or make whatever is in mind happen. You can't do it. You can't do it on air.
No, that's true.
Nothing. Is my expertise? Am I wanting too much? Am I asking too much? Am I asking anything that anyone has never asked and got? Am I asking too much? Am I asking anybody to do something for me that I shouldn't ask? Or am I asking for somebody to overpay me or pay me for something? Do I work? Do I do whatever? You understand what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
That's all. That's the reason so many people have to go back into what they're doing nothing.
Yes.
Out of sight, out of mind. With the way one monkey don't, another one will. You know,
well,
so that is,
yeah, but there
right,
is a,
man.
But there is a difference in talent. There's no doubt about that.
But that does not make any difference to this world today. Seem like it. It don't make any difference. I mean, I've been around enough to know that I've seen people in positions that. They shouldn't be, and it's not just me saying that. It's their actions and their work and all different things shows that it's not productive, or it's not. It's not what the whole everything is about. Any company, and every company, every business is about money, making money, not going in the hole. Trying to get the best to do whatever they're doing, and to welcome all people, you know, not date men. Well, I don't want to go to sleep. You said in the film, you.
No.
I'm so tired. I'm not as you know what, Scott? I'm 80 years old. I drove from Georgia to here by myself. 80-year-old man. Now, that's not too bad. God, I mean, God had to be with me, and I know that. You know, and trying to, you know, have you ever had got to a what they call the crossroad or the fork in your life, where you say, "Well, I'm gonna do this." Well, I know. I should do this. From all experiences, everything that has happened, I should handle my business. But then you try to sway to, because you want to help a friend, to help yourself, and want to be right. All you got is your word. That's me. That's how I always have been. I ain't, And it's hard to say that you don't worry, because when you ain't got nothing, or you want something, or need something, it's difficult not to think about it. And when you do and spend for other reasons, when you could have been where you need to be, proof's in the pudding. It will happen.
Well, that's the thing in the end. If you believe that something will happen, it will.
I know it will, one way or the other. Maybe not my way, or not your way, but God's way.
Right, and I wish more people thought that way. But more people... But people are filled with unpleasantness.
And why? That's them. You're not the captain of but one ship, and that's you. That's understanding. Your understanding is your actions.
That's true.
That's it.
Now, is there any point in your life that you've ever had for self-reflection? Have you ever felt and looked and thought, I did this right, I would do that differently?
There is nothing that I've ever done that I would change. Everything that I've done it because I want to. And that's my fault if it was wrong or if whatever. So I have nobody to complain to. I just know real, and I know what to do. That's all that is. Regardless of how, if I make it or don't make it, that's all on me.
Have you ever had a moment where you questioned that in 80 years?
No. No, I've always tried to do what I thought was right and what I could for others. Until the last few years, I never even spoke of myself. To me, it's all in the plan. You know, it's all, God is showing me what I cannot see and taking me through what I couldn't go through by myself.
Well, you know, and this is an interesting point. The last 20 years, when you have been out of the wrestling business, but also sort of not been...
More than that.
Yeah. What has been your life like? What has Thunderbolt Patterson been up to from 2000 to 2020?
Trying to take care of wow, man, that's a deep question. And during that period from 2000 to 2020, I've lost two daughters. My oldest daughter and my middle daughter. The last 6 years, I've been sitting with almost 7 years. I have been sitting with my oldest daughter, helping her take care of her mother. She called me and told me her mother was sick and she needed someone to help her. And I sat for 7 years trying to help my first wife, my daughter, trying to help my daughter. And I thank God. I thank God for the relationship that I was able to in those years with my daughter, to get to learn her, because I wasn't there so many years. And I thank God for that precious time that he gave me a second chance to be with her. And she passed. Yeah. Then to see the reaction of people, family people, outsiders, and how people act about money and things and material stuff and whatever and property and homes and all. It's value things that don't mean nothing. It means something we all must have, but the way you get them, the way you, you know. And I, let's see, let's from that point to this time, I bought, paid for on pennies some things, home. You know, I had homes before.
This might be the best point of all. Because, and not that this is not part of it, because it certainly is, your belief in Jesus and, you know, I'm not trying to take that out. But I'm saying for people out there, I know there are people who have lost a child. It's a horrible, horrible experience.
You can't question what God does.
Is that how you get through it?
Hey, that's the way I got through it. I mean, I lost two daughters, mother and father, brothers and sisters. I can't question God. I love them. I love them. But I can't question him or get mad at him for taking them and all the time that I had with them. And, I mean, just because someone die, everybody gonna die. Everybody's is not gonna be here forever. And or things that you want in your life that don't you can't get or somebody prevents you from having, you can't get mad at those people or get mad at God.
You know, in all the time I've known you, I don't think I've ever asked you this, and just because it will be wiped away, as you say, when people go who were talented people, and we're all going to go one day. The story is this person, and it's a lot of times it's legendary or icon or whatever it is. When that moment happens with you many years from now, what do you hope is the...
Ain't no hope. I done what I could do. I done what I was allowed to do. And I was stopped from doing that. For what reason?
Wait a minute.
For what reason? And, I mean, I don't... Whatever people think about me, that's what it is.
But what is that... Because for the fans' part, as you've said, it's the good. It's not the being stopped. They remember the good parts, going to the shows and the sellouts and the matches. What is that part? What is, how do you think they'll remember you?
Well, hey, they will remember how they remember. I mean, some of them that said they were my friends or fans, they will not be my fans because of things I've said and saying. But ones that are real and true, they'll be my friends because I ain't done nothing to them or nobody else. And I mean, I can't tell nobody what to think about me other than what I, how I, that's the reason they say you have to live a life and your work. I've done all I possibly can. I've grouped them, helped kids, I tried to do community stuff, try to help people, whatever, stand for what is right. Union work, try to help people. I tried to get a union for the wrestlers. Still don't have no. Don't you think everybody that works should have? Let me ask you this question here. If the wrestling business had a union or had, if the wrestling business took care of their people, wouldn't I be taken care of?
Yeah.
Is there a lot of people that need to be taken care of in the wrestling business?
I think you're right. Let's go to
caller there.
Yeah, go ahead, caller.
Yeah, this question's for Thunderbolt.
Sound like that same guy.
I'll ask it, then I'll get off and listen, if
okay.
You don't mind, please. I wanted to know if he ever wrestled, my favorite all-time wrestler of all time was Austin Idol. Did he ever wrestle him, and what kind of person was he? And thank you very much.
Thank you. Austin Idol.
I met Austin Idol in Tampa, Florida, I guess. I went to Tampa, Florida, because Fritz Von Erich asked me to go there, because Florida was in bad shape. I met Austin Idol and his wife. Austin Idol is one of the individuals in wrestling that I really consider as my friend, and his wife. I really love them. I know I never wrestled Austin Idol. No. But he was a great performer. No, he was in that airplane wreck. He come back from, God had a plan for him. Austin Idol was a great individual. After that plane crash, he got in shape. He was a big guy, real big before. But after that plane crash, he got in good shape, you know. And I don't think I've ever been in a territory with him after then. But it's one of them old friends. I never had a chance to be nowhere where he working or be at any of the events around the country that they have nightly and all, daily and all. I never ran across him anymore.
What do you make of his gimmick?
Did that guy, did you get that? Did you understand that, sir? Was that enough information?
Hopefully. If you want, have anything more to ask, so, yeah. If anybody has anything, we got 5 minutes here. 740-383-9944. What did you make of Austin Idol's gimmick, though? Because there was a lot of question to that.
Everybody had a gimmick. No, Austin. Okay.
Yeah, but you know what I'm talking about.
What's the question?
The straight question in it?
Yeah, what's the question?
Well, let me ask you this, because maybe I'm off base.
You need to ask. No. We have to finish what you said.
Well, but maybe I'm confusing two people here. Okay. That's what I'm afraid I'm doing.
Okay.
What do you think his gimmick was? Because I might be confused.
Gimmick. Austin Idol. I mean, he wasn't doing no more than Ric Flair.
Okay.
So many other different individuals that, you know, in other words, kind of, they played the part of caught up on themselves.
Right. But it was my understanding, and people have said, that the underlying tone of his gimmick, and I've never heard this about Ric Flair or Buddy Rogers, was a same-sex undertone. The boas and the hair and the makeup and all that.
I'm not quite understanding what you're saying. You say the same sex.
Yeah, I don't know how to put it, because it was just a gimmick, but that it was.
What is different? What was different between Austin Idol? You said Buddy Rogers.
Buddy Rogers, Ric Flair.
Ric Flair and Gorgeous George.
Gorgeous George.
So what's the difference there? What would you say the difference?
I think the difference with Austin Idol's gimmick was the makeup. I didn't see Ric Flair and Buddy Rogers do that.
Makeup?
I think he wore makeup from time to time.
I never did see.
And things of that nature. And also the way he did promos and spoke. It wasn't so much, you know, Ric Flair and Buddy Rogers talked about the women who were around them. Austin Idol didn't do that.
What did he talk about?
You know, it's been a while since I've seen it.
And I'm trying to bring it all together.
That's what I'm trying to think.
Actually, there was no comparison. When you get to, what would we say now? We say Gorgeous George. And Buddy Rogers, right?
Buddy Rogers.
There's no comparison to those guys, each one of them had their own way, and Ric Flair and Austin had their way. They chose. That's the gimmick they had, you know.
I'm just looking here because, by the way, while I look this up, did you know Buddy Rogers?
No.
Never met Buddy Rogers?
No.
What did you make of Buddy Rogers?
A performer, a good performer. I don't know anything at all about him.
Let's see here.
Wow.
Oh, okay, okay. I did mess him up. That's that. Yeah, I did. Not Austin Idol. I believe Adrian Street.
Oh, well, see, that's,
you, now you know what I'm talking about.
Well, Austin.
Or did you know Adrian Street?
Yeah.
Okay, and now you know what I'm talking about.
Well, yeah, and then.
That's what I was trying to tiptoe around that because I thought I had a
brother. I mean, that's off base. There's no comparison there. Now, if when you find people, speaking of all the women and stuff they have, a lot of times they are just like that individual you just called. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah, it is deep though. See, shoot.
Yeah, there's Adrian Street. That's the one I was thinking of.
Right.
Yeah, that was my mistake. And that's why I thought, I think I'm screwing these two guys up.
Oh,
go ahead, caller.
Well, Austin Idol and Ric Flair kind of were the same kind of. You know, Austin Idol was a universal hot drop.
There you go.
And he also, instead of the figure four, he had the Las Vegas leg lock.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Now, do you remember Adrian Street?
Adrian Adonis.
Now, Adrian Adonis was the same type of thing, yeah, at the end of his career.
He was a strange cat.
Yeah, so those two, I guess that's what I was thinking of.
Well, I mean, that's altogether different now.
That's different.
They got their own, my boy.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
I mean, I that's their business. That's all I can say. Their business.
Well, we know that Adrian Street didn't swing that way because he had a wife.
It's so much.
Well, who knows, I guess. As a person, you met him. What did you make of him?
I didn't even make nothing of it at all. That was his gimmick. And why he chose that, that was up to him. I had nothing to do with it.
If you don't know, he basically was a gay person.
That's what the gimmick was. So, I mean, how does that fit in?
I don't know, but Adrian Adonis tried it in his career, too.
Okay, and the promoters worked it. He worked it. And then he was in on it, okay? What do you think about that?
You know, I don't know. I guess people will do anything for money.
Well, I mean, wow. Everybody won't do anything for money. Some people will. You know, they say money's the root of all evil. No. It's people that has money. It ain't the people.
You know, you spent most of your career, if not all, with the NWA, aside from Big Time, which Sheik did some NWA work. But the North, before Vince McMahon, who do you regard as their greatest champion? Was it Buddy Rogers? Was it Bruno Sammartino?
No. I was able to work in the NWA. The NWA was compiled of different areas. And I'm understanding all of it now. I didn't work north. I guess didn't know promoters want me north. Okay? I was asked to come south. So why would you think I was asked to come south? Why would you think I was asked to go to... Oh, I went to L.A. I mean, I was... around to calm down the fuses of the racism, the things that was going on, injustice, so forth and so on, to pacify people.
Well, it is interesting because you were called more to the South at that point. And Bobo was called to the North.
But Bobo lived in the North.
Lived in the North.
And she was a level-headed man that used people from all over. You understand? Sheik Ed Forehat was a man that was on the board of the NWA that worked for me and got put out.
Well, you know, we're out of time, unfortunately.
The proof is in the pudding.
Proof is in the pudding.
Regardless if people want to acknowledge it or just look over. I've been looked over all my life, man, so it doesn't bother me because Jesus is carrying me along and with me, so I'm just as happy as the more I try to be there.
And
in a boys' camp.
In a boys' camp.
You understand what I'm saying?
It's been a pleasure, Thunderbolt, these couple days, and I'm sure everything is going to work out for the best, without question. The legendary Thunderbolt Patterson here in the studio. What a mistake that was to make. Austin Idol and Adrian Street. What a thing that was. We're done for the day. Tune in tonight, 8 to 10. I'll be here with Angie. Talk to you. And Thunderbolt. Bye-bye.
Yeah, cancel. Adam Media and Adam the Computer Guy are a proud supporter of WWGH Radio, offering remote and on-site technical support, network setup, and computer troubleshooting for homes and businesses. Website pctech.biz or adamthecomputerguy.com. Telephone number 740-531-2326. Also available mobile notary services in Central and Mid-Ohio.
We here at WWGH Radio 107.1 FM are proud to present Magnificent Marian Moments. Marian's First Lady of Dance, Martha Dowse, is a legend, always loving and giving. For 25 years, Martha organized benefit dances, raising in excess of $90,000 for leukemia research in memory of Michael Rollins, an 8-year-old cancer victim from Marian. She has also served as secretary for Marian Midget Football for over 35 years.
Coming soon, Weasel Boy, the sequel on WWGH 107.1 FM.
This is Scott Spears looking down on the beautiful city of Marian from the WWGH News Chopper. If you would like to ever submit a news tip or an event to the WWGH News Department, email